awesome, guys.
Tishuk, what are your thoughts on this historic week?
Well, of course, I'm really delighted that there's been incredible progress made, but we can never forget the casualties along the way, like my beloved spin unit, Stratcom.
No, I meant the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about my totes successful Ireland 2040 tour.
No.
Regarding the whole Good Friday thing, I mean, it was a great opportunity for me to remind everyone how young I am again. Like, wow, I'm so young. But I'm glad it's over now, because it had a bang of the 90s about it, and it was a bit too Fianna Fáil for my liking. This is 2018. These days, if I can't tweet it, I don't do it.
Why didn't you speak at the anniversary events?
Well, I had a very important reason for not doing so. Namely, that I couldn't be bothered. I mean, it's Northern Ireland. We're Fine Gael. We don't go further north than John Britton's Meath estate, lol.
Taoiseach, relations between Britain and Ireland are strained. How could they be fixed?
Well, there's no one popular I can have a bromance with over there, so I'm just going to let Simon Coveney deal with it.
Oh?
I mean, Simon will totes apply the same skills and determination he showed on housing.
What?
Like, when he found out how bad it was, he went running into the night. Sorry, I couldn't keep his straight face.
Taoiseach David, Davis says that your position on Brexit has been driven by Sinn Féin.
No, I'm not being driven by the Shinners, because anything the Shinners drive is probably stolen and has no NCT. Oh. Just because I bashed the Brits and learned off a few bits of Irish doesn't mean I'm aligning with Sinn Féin. It just means I'm trying to steal their votes.
But your minister, Jim Daly, says he's actually thinking about an alliance with Sinn Féin.
Oh yeah, him.
Yeah.
Don't mind him. He's just one of those turf muncher moon chore TDs. I usually put on my Dr. Dre beats and listen to Arcade Fire when he starts blathering on.
He's the Minister for Mental Health, Taoiseach?
Yeah, but we don't do anything about mental health, so he's Minister for nothing, lol.
What are your thoughts on the INM data breach?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment, because I don't want to ruin the love-in they have with me. I mean, Barry Egan is practically writing fan fiction about me at this point. We all know you don't get to Bertie Boom levels of popularity without the Sindo's backing.
Any comments on the Facebook data breach?
Anyway, I've no more time. I have to go and get my inoculations for a government trip to the third world.
Are you going to Syria, Taoiseach?
Oh, no, worse. Galway and Limerick to canvas. I mean, launch Project 2040. That's all. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Especially the ones that have pictures of me with them on Twitter. Ciao for now. Peace out, Northern Ireland. It's hard to believe it's 20 years since the Edge and I travelled to Belfast. Yeah! And we saved Ireland by having the Good Friday Agreement automatically downloaded to everyone's smartphone with their album. They can thank me anytime you like. Peace! Yeah!
So the ham and cheese ones, is it extra for the cheese, love?
They're all free, sir. You just help yourself.
Ah, game ball. I'm so hungry you could put me on a troker box and fill me with money.
All right.
Bertie.
Bill, how are you doing?
I thought I might find you at the buffet.
You have to be as quick as a splash. There's always a run on the ham and cheese.
I see you brought your own bag.
Yeah, Sainsbury's. It was 5p. Would have been 22 cents in Dublin. The old expense account isn't what it used to be, but these should keep me going to the All-Ireland final.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you've fallen on a hard time.
Yeah, I'm just an ordinary Joe Dope now, trying to make ends street on a couple of pensions. Anyway, well done on the old freedom of the city. Did you get anything free with it, or...?
George tells me there's a free entry to the Titanic exhibition.
Ah, rubbish.
Apparently she went down in just 5 minutes.
Oh.
Reminds me of some of my favourite interns.
Well, you have nothing you take home, which is there, because if you're worried about going over the baggage allowance, I could take it off
here. There's a DVD box.
Oh, yeah.
All the greatest TV programmes from UTV and BBC Northern Ireland.
A box set, is it?
No, an empty box, still. It is a tremendous honour. You know, I've really fallen in love with this city.
Yeah, it seems to happen to you a lot, but you're right. There were great times, weren't they?
Yes, sirree.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Oh.
Dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Huge responsibilities.
Huge expense accounts.
hello, chaps. What war crime does a fellow have to commit to get a drink around here?
hey, Blair.
Hello, Betty.
Tony, as I live and bleed.
Hello.
It's great to see all the big names from the 90s here. Even Monica showed up.
What?
McWilliams.
Oh, very good.
Monica McWilliams.
Well done.
Ah, jeez, look on your face.
Oh, my God. Oh, I nearly died again.
Oh, more sandwiches. Good luck.
Artie's big week on the...
We've lost the feed. We've lost. Ella.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, we're live.
Which camera?
The other one.
Hello. It's the second week after Easter, which means everybody important in RTE is still on holidays.
Ah! Keep going.
Oh, I'm Ella McSweeney. And tonight, Big Glitch on the Farm is back.
Week.
This is my presenting style.
Not... never mind.
Oh,
there goes camera four. Continue.
Anya Lawler will join me as we laugh too hard at every opportunity and manically try to downplay the never-ending parade of mistakes that happen whenever RTE tries to go live outside of Dublin 4. But look, some broken people from the country.
Help me.
And we'll be making fun of a special celebrity guest down from Dublin who doesn't know his udders from his... this year, it's Marty Whelan.
Is this the countryside? I hear you say. I didn't know such a place existed. Now direct me to a cow and let the larks ensue.
And as usual, there will be lots of missed cues and pre-recorded links that appear mid...
Testing, testing, 1, 2. We're testing, 1, 2. And I'll be in Inishmore to see a man eat a pig's fetus for children in need.
Thanks, Dara. Over to you, Anya.
Betty bought bit of butter. Bit of butter, Betty. Am I on again? What's happening?
Sorry, wrong feed. Anya's still putting on her gloves because she doesn't want to touch the countryside with her bare hands. Now, this year, we're coming live from Gillian O'Sullivan's farm. We chose this farm because it's fantastic.
And it was the only one with a woman's name on it. Let's go over to Ray.
Yeah, thank you. And you can join me on the radio. Whoops. Every day to catch up on just how little has been happening down on the farm. I'm actually rural, you know. I left Kildare at 18. I haven't darkened the place since. And it's only Kildare. Still, I don't know. Guess it's better than the Today FM. Though I did take a pay cut. Whoops. There goes another camera.
Big Week on the Farm is brought to you by Farm Safety. If you're hit by a cow or a bull, it's like when hit by a speeding car. It'll kill you stone dead. Stay safe on your farm out there.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. Next Tuesday, TDs return from their dull Easter holidays 3 weeks after normal people. One of our 57 interchangeable political reporters went to find out what they've been doing.
I began in the nation's dampest town, Kilgarvan, with Michael Healy-Ray.
Well, I've been thinking about the housing crisis while collecting the rents from my 11 properties, a few more on the way as well. Tis a real head-scratcher. Here's an idea. Maybe the council could build some houses.
So the poor could live in them?
No, so I could tinder for the contract. Yahoo!
Back in Dublin, Breed Coppinger was protesting in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre.
The lying bigwig fat cat multinational bourgeoisie done stores must be shut down because they ran out of black pudding before I got there. Typical neoliberal hypercapitalism. Pudding is the only meat soft enough for me to chew since I don't drink fluoridated water. I'd rather have rotted teeth than a rotted brain.
Children's Minister Catherine Zappone was in a positive frame of mind, repeatedly driving around the Red Cow roundabout.
Easter holidays are the greatest. They pay me expenses for just going around and around and around. Repeal the 8th. Wow, if I do 2 roundabouts at the same time, it's in the figure of an 8. Wow, expenses!
Speaking of repeal, I decided to see where some other TDs stood on the matter. In Mayo, I found Minister for Cultures, Michael Ring, leaving his 3rd funeral of the day. Minister, Minister.
You're a good man, Michal. I've great time for the press. How are you doing at all, huh?
What's your position on the 12-week...
I'm late for dinner. The granny is sick.
Minister.
The homework ate me, dog.
Minister. Oh! Elsewhere, Minister for Business and North Monaghan, Heather Humphreys, was similarly philosophical when I caught up with her, buying wine in Newry.
I'm just buying some drink for the royal wedding. I've painted everything in the house the national colours. Red, white and blue. Even the cattle.
But what's your position on the 12 weeks issue?
Oh, I can't answer that. I'm after slipping and breaking my leg.
No, you haven't. You...
Ah!
Oh.
Are you happy now?
Oh.
It better be healed for the 12th.
Having got a taste for blood, I went to war-torn Syria, which had further misery heaped on it with the arrival of Claire Daly and Mick Wallace.
Syria has been torn apart. It is so destroyed, it may as well be Wexford.
Sir, don't be saying that about my town. When are we going to Italy?
Italy? You said you wanted to go to Syria.
I didn't say Syria. I said the Serie A, the Italian Football League. Oh, for f***'s sake.
And there you have it. Many TDs are claiming they're exhausted just thinking about going back to the Dáil, where they will be expected to work for as much as 4 days before breaking for the May Day holiday, which lasts a fortnight. After that, they must struggle through for another 2 days before taking a well-earned break for the Eamon Gilmore Memorial Week. And then it's all hands on deck for that final push before their last pre-summer holiday, the Dr. James Riley Gout and Balbriggan Awareness Month. Micheál Lehane, waiting for Brian O'Donovan to slip up so I can get the Washington gig, RT News.
Hello everybody, I'm Fiscal Donoghue, the Minister for Money, Manners and Misery. Today, I'd like to talk to all you who've fallen into arrears with your mortgages through no fault of my own. If you're having difficulty with your repayments, please engage with your lender. Phone them, or if you're kept on hold listening to Coldplay, email them. Or if you get an out-of-office reply saying they'll be away from their desk until January 2009, call around and engage with them in person. Not only will this give your lender the opportunity to talk, it would also give the bailiffs the chance to repossess your home while you're not in it. For those in arrears for 4 years or more, I'm delighted to say there will not be a tsunami of repossessions. No tsunami. Well, maybe a small tsunami, or maybe I should just stop saying tsunami. It'd be more like Storm Emma with the extra unexpected snow afterwards. An Irish solution to an Irish problem. So if your mortgage is distressed, don't worry, reach out. Just keep reaching over there. Get in touch with your lender and they will restructure your mortgage so you will finally have peace of mind. Until they sell it to a vulture fund anyway. So that they can get the bailiffs. Then all the stress will be over. Most importantly, for me. As you being homeless is Owen Murphy's problem, so I can get back to my imaginary sums for Project 2040. We're the youngest cabinet in history and this is our vision. Basically bypasses and fixing roads. Because voters are so broken, they'll thank us for promising things they're already entitled to. But we won't start the building just yet. We have to spend millions PRing the shite out of it before putting even a spade into the ground. I'm Fiscal Donoghue and I'm backing Brave. Vulture funds and media buying companies telling local papers what to do. Haha. Thank you very much for listening and for keeping really uninformed. Haha. Hello, welcome back, welcome back. It's a slow week again, which means only one thing. Time to talk about the presidential election. Thousands of candidates coming out of everywhere. Kevin Sharkey, good afternoon to you. The artist, Kevin Sharkey, go on.
Well, Sean, I'm running on a platform of anti-immigration because I have experienced downsides firsthand.
Go on.
Having to talk to the Nordies that come over the border to Donegal. Yeah. It's madness, Joe.
Sure. What are your other policies?
Other policies?
Yeah, try and think of someone who'll come back to you. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin's on the line. Will your party be running a candidate? Who?
Well, at this time Fianna Fáil doesn't feel like the presidential race is a priority.
Why?
But definitely not because we're broke and no one with a pulse is interested in the position.
I'm interested.
As I said, no one with a pulse, Joe.
Sure, just let Eamon O'Queeve, TD and Ghost of Christmas Past, talk to Joe.
My grandfather was both Taoiseach and Uachtaráin. Was it for this he bravely fought?
That's enough out of you. We've an election to win and we need to hose the smell of swivel-eyed pro-lifers and dev off us once for all.
Kevin Sharkey, have you any policies coming to you? Kevin.
Is being paid handsomely to live in the Phoenix Park a policy?
No, it's not. We have to move on. We've another middle-aged man on the line, Bertie Ahern. Are you thinking of running?
Well, I don't want to count my chickens before the match, but I'm seeing how much goodwill I can milk from the 20th anniversary of the Funny Friday Agreement.
Sure.
Can you call me back, Joe? I'm about to run out of...
Never change, Bertie. Next, Mary Lou McDonald is on line 5. Mary Lou, you've indicated Sinn Féin will be running the candidate. Who?
Well, first of all, Joe, we're announcing our candidate.
Sure, yeah.
As soon as we can find someone who isn't too nerdy-dirty, who hasn't disgraced the party on Twitter, who hasn't been in the IRA.
Oh, jeez.
And so far, the only person that fits the bill is me.
Oh.
And I've got a lot on my plate right now.
Joe, I wouldn't trust her to tell me the time. Come on.
Nice voter demographic. Michal, when does it turn 80?
We have to go to a very important caller. President Michael D. Higgins is on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good on my hocket, I hustle.
Sure.
One would like to inform your listeners once and for all about one's intentions and this very programme in you.
Very good. Go ahead.
Through the medium of poetry.
Oh, you're going to give us a poem.
A poem.
Go on, Your Excellency.
The April sun hits the dewy grass, and all these pretenders are a pain in my...
We've run out of time. You have to leave it there. Sorry, join us tomorrow when we talk to a Tullamore grandmother who says the internet is trying to kill her pets.
Yeah, it's probably one of Mary Lou's friends going forward.
Shut your mouth, Michal, yeah?
Well, I'm far too young to remember the Good Friday Agreement. I was just a young Tory with only half-formed anti-immigrant views at the time. But peace has made Northern Ireland an important place for those of us in the South to buy cheap booze and also plunder our film industry. So, cheers for that, Nordies.
Hello and welcome along to the Sunday Independent Show. Oh yeah, we weren't allowed to call it what it is. I mean, cutting edge with me, Brendan O'Connor. Tonight's guests are the same ones we'd on before. Vogue Williams.
Vogue.
David Davenpower makes a return to RTE.
And this time they've allowed me inside the building.
Welcome to the show.
Vogue.
First, David Davenpower, what are you putting on the slab this week?
Well, I'd like to nominate the INM data breach scandal.
What? We're not doing that. I thought you said you were doing the cat falling asleep on the piano.
No, but the sharing of sensitive information regarding journalists is absolutely...
Hang on a second.
As a pregnant woman, I object to all of this, apart from Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he's on something.
DDP, he can't say that.
It feels like I can't say anything. Yet again, the discrimination against white, middle-class males by heartless employers who cast you into the twilight as soon as you reach mandatory retirement age.
Mandatory? I thought you were like 80 years of age.
As a pregnant woman, I've already lost out on loads of work. It's all I can do to attach myself to trendy causes to keep my profile up.
And what work did you lose out on? Was it standing outside the same building saying the same report with dead eyes for 30 years?
No, I was going to skydive in a bikini down an industrial chimney.
For charity, like?
For publicity. But they won't let me. I'm having a baby boy, by the way.
Oh my God, have you just accidentally let slip the gender of your baby, Vogue?
Yeah, like you told me to. Vogue.
Well, I hope he doesn't get thrown onto the RTÉ scrap heap just because he's a white, middle-class male who...
That's a great idea for a programme. We'll throw him onto a scrap heap, film it, and RTÉ will totally...
That's all we've time for. Join us again next week. We will have a really exciting guest whose name the producer emailed me earlier, so I presume you all know it by now, like...
Vogue.
I hope to hurry up with the egg and onion sandwiches. Says I'm running out of room in me bag.
You know, Bertie, this week has brought me right back. Not, you know, literally, obviously. That would cause some sort of mass protest.
Oh, how about you?
Oh, Seamus.
Ah, Jay's Malin, you're as mad as a trush.
Reminiscing about the old days, I see.
Ah, yeah.
Historic events.
Now, which one were you again?
He was the sort of the normal one, Bill. Without the guns.
Ah, oh, the boring one.
Is this where all the Free State freeloaders are at?
David Trimble, as I live and breathe.
Bill?
And I'm only barely doing both.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yes. Tony Blair, you're under arrest for war crimes.
I feel the hand of history on my shoulder.
Actually, Tony, it looks like he's got you in a headlock there.
Uh-huh. Careful, Jerry, my sciatica will flare up. Uh-huh. In any case, I arrest you for war crimes.
I reject that. I am not now, nor have I ever been, a member of the... good times. The gang's all here.
Ah, yeah. All the Good Friday heroes, the people who done all the work.
Well, apart from Mo Mullum.
And Albert Reynolds.
Martin McGuinness.
John Hume.
Ah, well, all the people who count are here. We count, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we got to keep the process going. I mean, what's really changed around here?
Well, nowadays, when someone in Ulster says no, they're just ignored.
Oh.
But it was all worthwhile, right?
Is that the time?
Wow.
I have to catch a plane to Geneva. I'm speaking at a summit.
Oh, which one?
The Matterhorn. Boy Scouts are climbing it blindfold for comic relief.
And I better get back. I'm worried about the Roman charges.
Are you taking all those sandwiches with you, Bertie?
Are you not getting enough bread, Bill?
Oh, there were good times, but it's not the same, really, is it? Without...
the drama.
The danger.
The whiff of cordite.
To government, Jeh.
20 years, huh?
If you'd killed someone, you'd be out by now.
Yeah.
Right.
I had no hand, act, or
wait
part.
Wait a second. They're bringing out another tray of sandwiches. Smells like egg and onion, lads. Jeez. I'm going to need a bigger bag.
Oh, my God. I don't feel so good.
And lo, the world burst to life. Black and white became colour. The clouds parted to reveal a fecund sun. My tongue sang a song of pure joy, Sean.
Right, Mary Louise O'Donnell there on her first time eating a wagon wheel. Now over to Des with sport.
You remember the old wagon wheels, how big they were? I used to use them as a plate.
All right.
For my coleslaw.
Wow.
Throw the wagon wheel away.
Anyway, Des.
Yeah, Irish rugby legend Willie John McBride has called for Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding to be reinstated to the Ulster team following their acquittal from the yoke.
And he spoke to me earlier in the week.
I mean, boys will be boys, Sean, on all of that. I mean, oh, great drinkers. Pass Laporte there, son, like a good chap. To the left, man, to the left.
Yeah, to the Champions League quarterfinals, amazing achievement against Man City for Liverpool. The popular Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp had this to say.
Yeah, in this moment we are now in the semis and we should enjoy the moment in this moment because it's a while since Liverpool in the semis. It was a while ago that I had a semi in this moment. Would you like to have my car? I'll give it to you. What about my watch? How about my glasses in this moment? I am just that nice.
Mick McCarthy in the news as well, Des.
Yeah, the former Ireland manager walked away from his post at Ipswich Town after another run-in with the home fans. He spoke after the game.
Oh, but I'm off. Happened there might be some right numbskulls here, no mistake. I just can't do no more. And I used to work for the FAI. I thought I could put up with any old nonsense.
Did he just need a thicker skin, Des?
Well, to be fair, he survived a tirade from Roy Keane once, so there's nothing wrong with his skin. Finally, Kylie's pub in Donnybrook's been put
Minogue,
up...
is it?
What?
Kylie's pub. Kylie Minogue's?
No, Kylie's of Donnybrook. A famous rugby pub been put up for sale. Ryle Nugent went along for the final round.
It was the watering hole of the gods! I once bought Johnny Sexton a pint here! He wasn't actually in the bar at the time, but still! Another night I sat at the bar beside Leo Cullen's next-door neighbour. And of course, I was there that first fateful day when he came in. A ripped Adonis with flowing golden locks, mingling with the people who were not worthy to kiss the hem of his jersey. They called him the one and only Bond!
That's all the sport for now, Sean.
Ryle Nugent there, he'll be missed, Des.
Yeah, almost as much as all the sports rights that RTE lost while he was in charge.
Oh, buckle down, Des.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings again. Welcome back. Fall to Ireland has announced it's rebranded the Midlands for tourism, as it now bewilderingly includes parts of Munster, plastic sheeting reports.
Following the success of the Wild Atlantic Way by sticking in a bunch of signposts and pretending it's a sort of Hurley Stick Camino, then came the Ancient East, which includes both Tip and Cavan. Maybe it's best not to ask Fáilte Ireland for directions. Today, they scraped together the remaining counties not interesting enough to be in either for the Hidden Heartlands. Comprising of places bypassed by motorways, it features a veritable what's that of shitty monuments and immigration-destroyed towns. The logo looks like a flood, which is apt, as many of the counties spend winter underwater. Now, every inch of Ireland is being marketed to Yanks, apart from Laois. As the saying goes, you only go to Laois to watch a better team beat them in hurling.
At the Disclosures Tribunal, solicitor and ghost of Celtic Tiger Pass, Gerald Keane, gave evidence. Lawyers struggled to hear him over the loudness of his suit.
Commissioner Callanan, splendid fellow. Never met him though. Did invite him to my dinner parties, but he never came. I told Marion Finucane all about the unpleasantness. She came to my dinner parties, by the way. I can't believe this tribunal is costing like €3 million and will achieve nothing. Like a panel on Marion Finucane, I suppose. And I'm getting none of the dosh. Who wants to go to a dinner party? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Meanwhile, stuff is happening in the United States, but I daren't read it out as I've just had lunch. Brian O'Donovan reports.
It feels like the end of the world here, but I've worked in TV3, so I know that things can always be worse. Mark Zuckerberg appeared before Congress, denying Facebook steals data, sways elections, and controls our minds.
My fellow humans, engage, sincere voice. Facebook only wants what is best for all of you, meat puppets. Engage, smile, muscles, blink. Do not mention secret program to control human race. Oops, I take responsibility for that. Sort of, don't regulate me, thanks.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump had this to vomit about Syria.
We have got to pull out of Syria faster than I pulled out of Stormy Daniels. Shazam! The raid on my lawyer's office. Bad, very bad. Corrupt. Get ready for some rockets. I like ham.
Then he changed his mind 20 minutes later and threatened to bomb Syria from his toilet/war room before changing his mind again and ordering fried chicken by rocket. Brian O'Donovan, RTÉ TV3 News.
Finally, this week marked the 20th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. A warning that this report contains Tommy Gorman.
Words were spoken at this historic event, and those words said it all. The boys were back from 1998, a tremendous time when boys were in charge of the world and boys presented the 6-1 News. Tony Blair brushed past me, and that brush with history said it all. As I understand it, Arlene Foster was nervous to stand too close to me, lest the steam of history orgasmically clouding around my head be too much for her. Later, Bill Clinton winced at me, and that wince said, Tommy, I know, you were there, you'll always be there, and we'll never forget you, my people. I have carved you on the palm of my hand. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, from the climax of history, I might need a baby wipe.
Kicks, amazeballs.